Hello?
Oh, there he is. Hi, Dylan. It's Chris.
Hey.
Hey. Just reaching back as promised. I know you're off at around this time.
All right, I'll see you guys.
Okay. You're just leaving, huh? Goodness gracious. Okay. All right. Well, I would just need about 5-10 minutes of your time, tops. And then we're going to do what's called a client onboarding call. We can do that tomorrow whenever you have time. So there's no rush on that. I just did have a few questions for you, Dylan. You mentioned about the website. You're going to keep that active with them right now. What we're going to do with your Google Business Profile is you don't – I don't know if you noticed this, but you don't even have your website attached to your profile. Did you know that?
Nope.
Okay, gotcha. That's not good.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so it's like – yeah, it's like the website is good, but if no one can see the website unless you know, obviously you let people know, but the thing on your Google Business Profile here, I'll text it over to you. Yeah, the website's not attached to it, which is not good. That's not good. So we're going to attach your website, and then it looks like they have like a tracking number, because the number that we're on is completely different than the one on your profile, right?
Yeah, it's
Mm-hmm.
I think what it is when people call that number, mm-hmm. it goes through their software, and then when it
right.
goes through their software, it comes up to me as a request or a missed call. So I think when people are calling mm-hmm. me through Google, I don't get it. It just goes to
that
them and nobody answers because it's just a request.
Oh, that's not good at all. We want people to connect to your phone, right? That's what
right.
okay. So We'll fix all that. I mean, there's a lot of things that I see that, I mean, here's the thing, right? I'm looking at the type of work that you do, right? You're as far as your services, you're able to do lawn mowing, fertilization, mulching trees, right? But here's
mm-hmm.
the thing. They have you under a general contractor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it registered under a general contractor or is that correct or incorrect?
You mean like my LLC?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I honestly think it's probably under mechanic.
Gotcha.
Because
right.
it's a LLC for a business I started a while ago, but
okay.
I switched up and just kept the LLC. You know, so I didn't
no
have
worries.
To pay to start a new one.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's the smart way to go. Okay. Well, the what you're focusing on for the most part, I mean, looking at your services, you want to really focus on lawn, you know, care, right? Lawn mowing for the that's what we talked about yesterday. I mean, what are the jobs you really want to focus on so that way we can get you programmed adequately? I'll put this on the notes for our text.
Yeah, mowing is one that I'd
okay.
really like. Landscaping stuff
okay.
outside. And patios are big, and they're kind of like my main thing I do in the summer.
Yeah.
But in
okay.
the winter, I kind of change more towards indoor, like, you know, indoor stuff, drywall painting. And
okay.
Is that possible to do?
Absolutely.
To get Google? Okay.
Yeah, 100%. So just so you know, us being a Google partner, you're able to interchange your keywords at any moment. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to do the following, okay? I'm going to put mowing, we're going to put landscaping, and we're going to put patios. Are you doing, like, retaining walls? Are you doing, like, pavers? Are you doing, like, gazebos, pavilions, or anything like that, or just patio
Yeah, I
work?
Do those as well.
Oh, okay, cool. Because I know that's right now, like, as the summer comes around the corner, we're still in spring, people are looking into that because, you know, they want to have people over for, like, you know, 4th of July and stuff like that. So they really want to do that stuff in the summer. So we can have you coming up for those keywords. And the good thing is about our agents, our Google techs, they're going to go into Google's back office and see how people are searching this. So that way we're not guessing, we'll know, obviously, how people are searching those keywords on Google.
Okay.
So, retaining walls. Okay. And then, once again, you can always switch those keywords at any time. So, let's say, you know, come the winter time, you can start focusing on interior work and things like that. So, you do snow removal, gutter cleaning, stuff like that, right? yard leaf removal. All right, okay.
And like
so.
in the fall, then that's more of like the yard cleanup.
Yep.
Well, like fall, early spring is more like that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Yeah, for sure. So that's not a problem. We can definitely have you found for those different keywords. On your Google Business profile, it says you're open 24 hours. I mean, you want to keep it that way? This is just for people to call you, really. It's not really. Okay. Okay, so we'll put that there. And then I know that you're insured. I don't think it's your licensing required.
I am not insured.
Oh, okay, no worries.
I don't know why they put that on my website, and somebody told me that could get me in a lot of trouble for them doing that. I asked them to remove it, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that on your website as well. Yeah. Okay, no worries.
Just so you know.
Okay, no worries. No, there's no worry at all whatsoever. It's okay. We'll make sure that, you know, everything that we put online is just consistent across the board. So if you're not licensed and insured, it's fine. It's no biggie, you know. But like you said, you know, if it's on your website and then I don't know about you getting in trouble, but, you know, it's just not really the truth, right? So
right,
if you reach out to them and let them know, hey, you know, can you remove that, then goodness gracious, they should be able to remove that fairly quickly.
Yeah, I've asked them to do that. And
oh, God.
They just
ignored
me and gave me a free month. And
well, that's not
going to
do. Yeah, come on. That's not going to do much. That's just – anyhow. Okay. So we'll get that squared away for you. And then I did want to ask you, as far as a radius, I know obviously the business is located in Stevensville, right? But or is that – yeah, give me 1 second. Yeah, but yep, that's right. But how far are you willing to travel for a new client, would you say?
Okay, so for different jobs, it's different. Is that something you guys would be able to customize?
Yeah, we can definitely. So yeah, we just want to know how far you're willing to really travel for a client. What we're going to do is, since we have access to the Google Analytics, we'll know where people are searching the most and kind of give you those ideas. That way you're just not driving too far for a job that you know, you see what I mean? So, you know, if you have a radius of like a round radius where you want to kind of stay within, we can definitely find, how people are searching for those keywords, so that way you're getting the best profit when it comes to those jobs. But we just want to know just a ballpark radius. What would you say?
That's the issue is the so where I live is like on an island, and when you go one way, you go east, it's a whole different thing than if you go west. So I prefer to stay more closer. That's why I do it kind of by zip code.
Yeah, what zip codes would you say? Just give me a couple, and I'll have the technicians do a deep dive on it. If you know them, if you don't, that's fine.
Because Angie's List set me up with a radius, and it was sending me like 4 hours away because of the way it's set up.
Oh,
they
goodness,
were charging me $60 for a lead, and it was 4 hours away.
No.
I was like, I can't do that.
That's ridiculous.
I get there. Leads are on service locations. There you go. Okay, so I have there's a lot of them.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I got 21401.
Okay.
21402.
Okay.
21403.
Mm-hmm.
21404.
Okay.
21405.
Mm-hmm.
And then 21409.
Okay.
21411.
Mm-hmm.
And 21412.
Perfect. Okay.
And
any others?
Yeah, that's for the Annapolis area. For another one, I have 21012.
Okay.
I've got 21617.
Okay.
Then you got Chester, which is 21619.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's coming in kills. Yeah, I think that's all of them.
Okay, cool. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
One more. 216. 21638 is one.
Got it. Okay.
Let's see. Is that all? I think that's all.
Yeah, if any more come up, that's fine. When we do the client onboarding call, we'll have the technician add those. This is just for them to kind of do a search. And once again, it's just to kind of get things going to see what, where you kind of want to focus on and get you the best profitable, searches when it comes to those areas as well. So we'll be able to do that without an issue. Okay, so I'm going to put here your Google Business Profile there. What we're going to do is we're going to attach your website onto your Google Business Profile, and we're going to remove that number. We're going to put a number that, like your number, right? So because that doesn't make any sense. Okay, cool. So I'll put that in the notes as well. So we have the website here, and let's see. Okay, so we'll do that. And then, give me 1 second. I think you also had a Facebook business page. Give me 1 second. Yep, you do. Cool. So we're going to run Facebook retargeting ads, which is good. So once again, if people look for stuff on Google and they log off of Google, and I do this all the time. Like, I have my Facebook, my personal one, right? So when I'm looking for stuff online, and then it's all of a sudden, like, I log off of Google, and then I go into my social media because we're addicted to it some one way or another. Then you'll be able to, they'll be able to see the name of your business there as a retargeted ad, which is really good. So, okay, so I'll put that there. Okay, cool. Got that. And then, one other thing I wanted to mention, do you speak any other languages besides English? Like Spanish or anything like that?
Spanish.
You speak Spanish? Wow. Okay, cool, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. Are you fluent with it, or are you kind of in between?
I'm learning it, but my girlfriend speaks it, so funny.
That's awesome. Okay. Okay, está muy bien. Está muy bien. I speak a little bit of Spanglish to myself, so there you go. There you go. Anything helps.
Good for sale. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's good. All right, so we got that. And then you have your logo, which is pretty cool, so make sure your logo appears in all the other platforms we'll build for you, which is good. Let's see. Oh, Dylan, one of the things I didn't ask you, what's your last name? This is for account purposes. We're not going to put your last name on Google or anything like that.
It's Nash, N-A-S-H.
Okay, Nash. Wasn't there a wrestler called Nash? Oh, no, a basketball player. Yeah, there was a basketball. I love basketball. Steven Nash, I think. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, cool. So we got that. And you're still using Home Advisor, right, as well?
No.
Oh, you're not using them? Okay. No worries.
Am I signed up for them?
Yeah, no, for Home Advisor. Or Angie?
Yeah, Angie's, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's Angie Home Advisor. They're the same company.
Gotcha.
I see a couple things you have online. So that was like, whoa, I've seen the reviews that you have. You have really good reviews there, like Lee, Gavin, a couple other people. But they're Google reviews too, so like I think they're on your Google profile, which is good. All right, okay. We're also going to provide you a review generating tool. So basically, I don't know if the previous company you were working with had that or no. Did they give you a tool where you can get more reviews online?
Yes.
Oh, they did. Okay, cool. So one of the things that I highly recommend, this is just, I've been here for 7 years, right? And I see the most success when you start accumulating some more reviews. So right now you got 6 reviews, which is good, and a couple pictures, and that's all good stuff. So friends, family, one of the things that I always tell my clients is when you're done with the job, you want to kind of do a final walkthrough with the client. Like, hey, are you satisfied with the work we've done? And they're like, yes, I'm happy with it. This is great. Is there anything you need me to fix or something you see out of line before I leave? And then at that point, like, hey, look, I'm trying to grow my business online and this would really help. I'm going to text you over a link to leave me a review on Google as I wrap things up with my tools, okay? So are you able to do that now? And then have them do it on the spot. That way you can start. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
So with Jobber, they give me a a link that's like embedded.
Okay,
so
cool.
I could get like a card with a QR code or AirDrop.
Perfect. That works.
Then,
perfect. Yeah, love it.
Great thing.
Yeah. So just, you know, even if it's friends or family that you've done jobs for, your girlfriend, you know, I'm pretty sure you helped her with her, you know, you study things here and there. Google's not going to go in there and like, oh, this is not like a huge client or, you know, as long as they leave you the
right
review, you're golden. So, you know, something that I highly recommend to kind of keep going. So that way, as you continue to grow the business, it's going to definitely get you better results. Right. So huge impact on that.
Yeah. Most of my reviews are from family members.
Love it. Okay, great. Awesome. And then just the jobs you'll be getting from Google as well. I mean, you know, just an ongoing thing, which is good. I'm glad that you have a really good hold on it, which is good.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things that we're also going to do is we're going to look at the client onboarding calls. You know, what time works best for you? Would it be like the same time after like 4? Does that work better for you?
So this would be like them kind of sitting down at the computer and going through it?
You don't have to sit down in front of a computer, not necessarily, but just to talk to Google Tech, so that way you can, you know, they can go over all the keywords. I put all these notes into your profile already. What they're going to do is they're going to do their homework today and then call you tomorrow. So, you know, what time would work best for you, would you say, when it comes to you know, getting an onboarding call. It's a 20-30 minute call. It's not going to take very long. But would you say tomorrow, maybe around the same time or later on?
Yeah. Do you have anything later? I don't know if I'll get out at 4:30.
Yeah, no worries. I got one at six. I got one at 6 p.m. Does that work for you? Or your five?
Six works. That would be perfect time.
Better? Okay, perfect. So I'll put here at 6. And then, you know, if you get busy or whatever the case may be and you're not able to, you know, take on that call, then you could always, like, you know, you can always say, hey, like, can we reschedule Chris? And then we'll go from there, right? So no biggie on that, okay? I'm going to send you an invite to that onboarding call. It's not going to be very lengthy. It's going to be very, very quick. So you have a lot of these things set up. All we got to focus mostly is getting the program done for the keywords and all that good stuff. So we'll put that for tomorrow, and we're going to put that from at 6 p.m. Okay, cool. And then I'll send you an invite for this as well, so that way you can kind of see that we're going to. Just a reminder, right? Just as a reminder.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, English. No, you're not Spanish, only English. Okay, cool. Well, you speak Spanish, but, you know. All right, got that. All right, just send it over to you. Okay, cool. So we also have to read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is pretty much for your protection as a Google partner. We have to go through this process. It's just to outline everything that we're going to do for you. And then you're going to get in your invoices, everything in writing, right, as well. One of the things I highly recommend is we have an app that you can download. So it's we just not launched it not too long ago. It's fairly new, but we invested a ton of money on it. So if you have an iPhone and Android, you can type in Local Splash, and then you'll be able to see our app. Now with that app, the beautiful thing about it is that you're able to track everything. Like everything, all the leads you're getting through Google, Facebook, like whatever we post for you, you're gonna be able to know exactly, you know, where the lead's coming from. So that way you can hold us accountable. You know, we don't want you to, you know, like, you know, we want to make sure you're seeing results and seeing success, or else there's no point of really doing anything, right? Just like, I think you were with other company for a little while. So I definitely want to steer away from that and really be super transparent on what we're doing, so that way you see everything that we're building for you, so that way there's no surprises and you see the actual jobs that are coming in from Google. So that's a really good thing. So I definitely highly recommend to download the app. You're going to get credentials to it. You're also going to have a dashboard that you can log into your computer, desktop, right, or laptop. But the app is just it's really convenient, user friendly, and it just does the job, you know. So we want to make sure you take it.
It's called Local Splash, and the logo is like an L and an F.
L and an F, yeah. It's an orange L and a blue S. Uh-huh. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just launched it not too long ago, so as you can see, it's like, for, I think we have like one review on there, so, but it's, we want people to start using those tools, you know, so that way you have everything in you know, in front of you, you know? So,
yeah.
You'll download it, and then we'll, for the onboarding call, we'll give you over your credentials to log into it as well. So, you got that. So no more gray areas, right? So everything will be black and white for you there, you know? So, all right.
Yeah,
so I got everything here. One of the things I wanted to mention down the road, if you ever want to add the website, you know, it's just a $99 that, like, I'll honor that for you. If your website gets disconnected, we can build one for you, host and maintain it. That'll just be an extra $99. To secure the listing at the $299, that's going to be a flat rate. There's no hidden charges. You're not going to pay a penny more. It'll stay 100% at that $299, right? So just want to be clear on that. So that would be a month-to-month. You're not going to have to, you know, kind of pay anything more than that. So just want to be clear on that as well, okay?
Okay.
So in order to secure the listing at the $299, what works best for the business? Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
I think Visa.
Okay, no worries.
Yeah, it's a Visa. And okay. Can I ask you one question? I should have asked this yesterday, but
yeah, absolutely. Forgot. Go ahead.
Is this like a month-to-month thing, or is this like a contract?
No. There's no long-term contracts. It is month-to-month. But we do ask to give us a 3-month verbal agreement. Just like give us some time, right? Since you have everything set up, it'll be much quicker. But we like to under-promise and over-deliver. You see what I mean? You don't have to sign a year contract or any of that. So if you're not seeing any success after those first initial months, then you can cancel at any time. There's no early termination fees or anything like that after that time frame.
Got it.
So, yeah, which is good. So you're going to get everything in writing as well. So that way you have, like, everything, like, at your disposal, right? So there's no, like, hey, Chris said this. No, it's like everything's writing through our Google guidelines, so we have to give it everything to you, all the disclosures.
Okay, yeah, because Angie's List,
no, that's a year, it's a year contract.
Yeah, $750 bucks a month for a year, and I was like,
no,
let's do the 280 one time and pay per lead, because I don't have some months I don't have $750 bucks.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. There's no like sneaky things. No, like the rate will stay at $299. There's no hidden fees and lead charges, any of that. It's just a flat rate, and that's why we read that voice verification for your protection that you're going to get in your terms and conditions. So 100% stays at that rate.
Okay.
Okay.
And then so after 3 months, let's say, not saying you are, but let's say it's just like the other company, I can cancel and.
Oh, absolutely, without a question asked.
Okay.
100%. Yep.
Perfect.
All right. So whenever you're ready, the system's telling me a Visa starts with the 4.
Yeah. All right. It is 4635-7700-1383-8316.
Gotcha. Okay, and expiration month and year?
It is 0929.
0929. Okay, gotcha. And the there's a security code on the card.
It is 222.
Okay, gotcha. So let me repeat it to you for accuracy. I got 4635-7700-1383-8316. Is that correct?
No, it's 8-1-3-8-3, and then
8-3-1-6. Gotcha. Okay, got it. And then we're going to provide you a security question as well. Like, basically, the security question is, when we call you, we want to make sure that, you know, it's us calling you and not a different company. So, you know, there's other companies that might say, hey, we're Local Splash, and they're really not. So, that security question is just for your protection. What would you say would be a good question for you? There's three that you could choose from. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Let's do the first cat's name.
Oh, first pet. So we'll do your cat's name. Okay. What's your cat's name? Or your first cat's
name? Colby.
Like the cheese, Colby, or like the...
Yeah, Colby.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on. Give me one.
Yeah. Sure.
No.
Can you talk out?
No.
No?
I don't have an option to.
No?
Uh-uh.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it, dude.
If someone would beat that,
uh-huh. Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. No, you're okay. Completely fine. All right. So so if anybody calls you, you know, if they say their local splash and, you know, obviously you just let, hey, what's my security question and answer? They should know. Anybody here should know.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So that's just that. And then I'll read this 90-second voice certification. This is just across the T's, dot the I's, everything. If there's anything that you have questions on, please let me know. You just say, hey, Chris, can you repeat that to me? And I'll be able to explain it to you, okay? So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice certification. The call is recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bayview Contractors.
Thank you. It says, please state your name and the title within the business.
Dylan Nash and owner.
Okay, gotcha. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Now it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or emails from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may get calls from third-party vendors unrelated to us. So that's why we provided your security question. So when we call you, you know that Colby is your answer and it's your cat's name, right? Your first cat's name. So
yeah.
That way nobody else calls you kind of pretending they're us. It's happened before, but we just, you know, we just want to make sure you have that, okay? All right.
Okay.
Now, it does say, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? What this is basically saying is if another company calls you and they try to sell you something similar, just let us know so that way you're not paying for something that we're already doing for you, you know? That's all it is.
Okay.
All right. Now, you're already verified, so I'm going to skip this part because you're already verified on Google, so no need for this. This is just if you were to get verified through Google, like they would need, you know, information about the business and business cards and stuff like that if they need that, but you're good. Now,
yeah,
it does
that was
your
nightmare.
I know. Trust me. I hear you. I know. Sometimes Google's making things painful just because of the AI stuff. There's so many fake businesses.
Yeah.
Want to verify your
and they don't have a mm-hmm. have a support number or anything.
With us we get on the line with the rep immediately, but like when it comes to, you know, the general public, yeah, it's just a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
I got mm-hmm. banned on there for
I know.
It was crazy. Yeah.
I know. They make it impossible, but you're good. It's up and running now. We can go in there and make changes. That's not an issue at all. So, we're good. Now, it does say your payment for the initial account setup will be charged today, which is the 7th of April, and at the amount of $299, right? So, this is for everything we discussed, $299. There's a 3-month verbal agreement, and your payment will be deducted every month on the 7th, right, of each month. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. You would just call the client support. I'm going to send you my direct number. I think you have it. We've been texting back and forth. But if you need to get a hold of me or client support, it's just that toll-free 877 number, so I'll send it over to you now. You know, if you need to get a hold of me, my extension is 247. It's in the text message I just sent you, but, you know, that 877 is just our company toll-free number, okay? Now, if you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there may be an early termination fee. So, once again, give us 3 months, right? Now, obviously, if you want to cancel after that, there's no termination fee at all whatsoever. So, you know, we ask for 3 months just for you to see the results. You know, in your case, you're going to see results even faster because you have everything already in place, okay? So,
okay.
Everything is good to go already. Did you receive your invoice as well? And your you should have received an invoice and a welcome email as well?
Yes.
Or text messages? Okay. So now, in that...
Initial invoice, pictures needed, and... Welcome.
Okay. Cool. So the initial invoice, if you click on that, that email or that text message, it's going to just ask you a couple things. Number one, there's a checkbox for us to send you text messages, so we're able to, we have your agreement that you're okay with us sending you text messages about your account, and then you just type in your first and last name to activate your account. That's everything, right? So any invoices that you get, please save them, because when you do your company taxes or taxes, you can get a tax write-off for any marketing that you have.
Yeah.
And that will also activate your client dashboard as well. So when you type in your first and last name for acknowledgement, that's going to activate your client dashboard. And then once you do the onboarding call tomorrow, the technician's going to give you your credentials to get into the dashboard as well. I also sent you the email for that, just the onboarding call for tomorrow at 6 p.m., just as a reminder for the most part. No, you know, shouldn't take very long.
Got it.
Okay, cool. So I got that there. Let me see. We're doing this at 3 p.m. Okay. 6 p.m. Okay, there we go. All right. So I got everything here for the most part taken care of. Did you have any other questions or anything else that you know, that we haven't gone over? Any concerns?
Nope.
Okay, great. So for tomorrow, one thing, I definitely, if you have any other pictures that you want us to add, because on, just so you know, on your Google Business profile, there's literally 3 pictures on there.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if there's any pictures of work you've done before and after, I know you have some on your Facebook, I think some of these are more generic. I think they are. Unless I could be wrong. I think some of them are real and some of them are kind of fillers.
Some of them are AI from that company. But they've
got it.
Receiving photos from me for a while now, so.
No, see, we'll get those up and running.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, AI is okay to have mixtures and, you know, especially if you don't have very many, but, you know, we want to make sure we get some of the work that you do and, you know, just showcase you. That's what this all is all about, building your brand and your company,
right.
not AI, right? So, yeah, if you have some of that, just have that ready for tomorrow. And then a picture of your logo, we can grab it, but if you have one that's just like a good, you know, solid resolution one, that we can add that to the other platforms we're building. But other than that, we're all good to go. So, Dylan, I want to thank you for giving me the time out of your day to meet with me and to give me an opportunity. I know this will work for you. I know for a fact you just got to give us that time, and then we'll start showing you results fairly quickly, okay?
I hope so.
You will. I promise you that, man. I've been here for 7 years, so I don't like to let my clients down, especially when they had a bad experience with another company. We'll be able to show you the results faster. Not going to take you a year. Like, there's no way on earth that would ever happen, so it'll take you a few
months. Yeah, I mean,
I know.
It was well over a year at
that's
$250
ridiculous.
Bucks a month. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not going to happen here. That's for a fact. So you'll see the results. You'll see the difference in the quality of work that we can do for you. So you'll be happy. Okay.
All right. I hope.
All right. We'll give me 1% of your trust, and I'll earn the 99. So I got you. I heavily notated your account. So that way you have a good experience when it comes to us dealing with us versus the previous company. Okay, Dylan? So you're good.
Okay.
Hands. All right. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow once again at, 6 p.m.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.